The donor. When Catherine asked me to donate my sperm to her, I was a bit embarrassed at first, but also a bit flattered. I hadn't realized she'd wanted to have a child. She was a close friend, but there was no romance between us, and now, aside from some silly comments about friends with benefits, I just wanted to talk to her, make sure this is what she wanted. I hadn't even realized you wanted a child. I mean, I know you don't have any plans to get married, I said. Yeah, but I've been thinking about it for some time. It's something I want. Something I want a lot. But you're so young now, why not wait a while? You might meet a man, and then you can have a child with him. Gary, come on, look at me. Who's going to want to marry me, much less go on to have a child with me, she said, shrugging her shoulders. Catherine, you're beautiful. So what if you're heavy now? A guy would be lucky to have you. You watch. One day they'll figure it out, look through the glitz of the other girls, and realize exactly what kind of person you are. I don't think any of us will live that long enough for that to happen. And you're certain you want a child, even before you finish college? Yes, I've got it figured out. The university has some daycare plan, so while I'm at class, I can drop the baby there. After feeding, I can have a playpen, and I'll study right there with the baby. You sure you want me to be the donor? Of course, Gary. I mean, you're smart, healthy, and just a downright nice guy. Hell, you're my best friend. Why wouldn't I want this? What do I need to do then? Here's our card. You need to make an appointment so they can get me ready. Then schedule me in as soon as they can after you finish, she said, handing me the card. Finish? Yeah, I know you can take care of that. I mean, all guys should be expert at that, she laughed. I'm good, but I'm no expert, I replied, smiling. The next week I called in and made an appointment. Now, they said I should abstain from sex for a day before going in, just to make sure I could give enough of a sample. I gave it 2 days. What the hell? I wasn't dating anyone, so what's an extra day of not jacking off? On the day of my appointment, I showed up at the clinic and signed in. A nurse handed me a paper and a small cup and told me, read the instructions on the paper about washing off. Once you do that, you simply put your semen in the cup, screw on the cap, and bring it back to me. What if the cup's not big enough, I said, as a joke, trying to ease the tension a bit. Well then, big boy, make sure you don't spill any on the floor. Now go fill up that cup before I call your mama, she said, with a wicked smile. The room she directed me to had a nice assortment of porn, so between the porn and the fact it had been 2 days, I was ready to go. I pulled out my cock, went to the sink and washed my hands, and my cock as instructed. Then I grabbed and did what came naturally to me. I began to stroke. In less than a minute, I felt a rush of pleasure shoot through my cock, and I carefully caught my cum in the little cup. I screwed back on the cap and took it back to the nurse. Ah, I see it didn't overflow there. Guess you're saving some for later, huh? I could feel my face flush as I laughed and then quickly slipped out of the clinic. I didn't hear from Catherine after the donation, but didn't think much about it. Often we'd go for weeks, sometimes months between times we'd get together. The school year went on, and I didn't really think much about any of the donor thing. And after losing track of when I even did it, I really had no idea that she had had the baby. It wasn't until a man in a suit came looking for me in my dorm and handed me an envelope that I knew anything had happened. I'd been duly served. I was being sued for child support for Catherine's baby. My name was on the birth certificate of father, and she wanted support. I folded up the letter and headed for legal services. I needed a lawyer.